tickets to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, it is. Hello. Welcome to Friday and our Talking Flickster podcast. JT here, Grant Lee, and Mr. Lee, this music. Hear this, you know. The red carpet theme.
I love it.
It reminds me of... Well, today it reminds me of Chapel Roan at the Grammys this week. Yeah, you remember, you saw her outfit. Did you see that, Mr. Lee?
Yes, I did see her outfit. I don't know how her dress was staying up, and I wasn't going to look.
Hey, nobody cares about who won the Grammys. They just care about the dress, right? It was
Well, I didn't know where to look. I was only watching it on TV. I wasn't in person, but I still didn't know where to look.
I just looked at it and I seriously thought, it just looks painful to me. Absolutely painful.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But geez, she's certainly got tongues wagging. Oh, how do you reckon this is going to go now with the Oscars coming up next month?
I think someone's going to try to outdo her. What's the bet? So.
Maybe a guy will do something. Who knows? You know, maybe
not going to go there, JT. That's not where we want to go.
Oh, there is a word for that, Mr. Lee, but I won't mention it.
Yes, correct. This is G-rated.
100%. How are you going? You're good for a Friday?
All good for Friday. I'm looking forward to the weekend. So, it's going to be a good weekend. Can't wait because I want to go watch a couple of movies. So
Well, you didn't see the movie we're about to talk about, did you? Because you could have gone to see Send Help.
Well, after yesterday's podcast and hearing Shelter, and I am a huge Jason Statham fan, so I really want to go see that. That's something that I have to see.
Could have gone and seen both. So there's no excuse, Miss Lee, no excuse. However, I have been to see this one with the lovely Rachel McAdams, Dylan O'Brien. I think they were both sensational. But what a great movie. I mean, it was certainly different. We've got a horror genre this week, which I'm interested to compare thoughts with our Talk and Flickster for this week about whether we could change the genre, Mr. Lee. I question that.
Because that's what turned me off straight away. As soon as I see horror, I just go, I just don't do horror. That's one thing I can't do.
But I seriously think you could have watched this movie. I think you would have been happy. So, yes, Send Help. It looks awesome. And we're going to catch up with our Talking Flickster and review the film after we listen to the trailer.
I'm going to be frank with you. You are smart. I know that you are great with numbers, but I just don't think you got it. As an executive, I see no value in you. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry, what?
You know we have the Bangkok merger coming up. Prove me wrong. Oh, Linda, before you go, I forgot to mention, I've received a few complaints about you.
Complaints?
Noxious odors. Take your seats, you're a little bitch.
The coast joined the land of the living.
How long?
Have you been out? Day and a half?
Have you tried making a distress signal?
Or a bigger fire?
I was busy trying to keep us alive.
But getting us out of here, that should be your focus. Not being Susie Homemaker over here.
What did you just say to me?
Let's not forget, I'm your boss. You work for me.
We're not in the office anymore, Bradley. No help is coming. You just have to accept that this is how things are now. You ever hunt? I think I like it. You are stuck with an asshole boss. Just like I was. Although I'm betting I am a much nicer boss than you ever would have been. Except for maybe this part.
I
I don't think we should ever leave.
Yeah, there you go. Send help. And to tell us more about the movie, it's our Flickster today. Welcome back to Talking Flicks once again, the wonderful Zane. G'day, Zane.
G'day, g'day.
How are you, my friend?
Better now that I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, God, for God's sake, Zane gives the compliments.
It does, doesn't he?
Oh.
Well, we should just keep that applause going.
Yeah, well,
that's
we should.
Really be good.
That's it.
He can get extra, extra. No expense paid for our paid clappers.
Yes. No, we pay them well. And especially we especially when we do jokes. But Zane is with us. And Zane, mate, what did we get the right movie for you? Did we send you off to a winner?
Absolutely. This was a good one.
Okay. All right. Well, let's unpack this. So we've got a couple of colleagues. They were stranded on a deserted island after a plane crash. They were the only survivors. So you've got Linda Little, who is this employee who is, I think, has been very poorly treated. And then you've got her boss. Now, they're on the island together. She's kind of like the survivor. He is not. And they've got to work together to try and make it out alive. Now, they call this one a horror, but what do you think?
I think it's more comedy than it is horror. I think there's moments where it's shocking, maybe a jump scare or two, but I think it leans more into dark comedy and thriller than it does actual horror.
Because horror to me is jump scares and that music that gets to you because you know something is going to come up in the end of the music and all that. So this didn't have that at all.
There was you could probably count on your hands the amount of times there were scary moments.
Yeah.
But, to call it a horror, I think, is maybe a bit of a stretch.
Would you call it like a more of a comedy thriller? Because that's the vibe I get.
Yes.
Mm.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were a couple moments where you're like, oh, wow. And, you know, you might have jumped a little bit, but. Yeah, it was. If it was a horror, I definitely would have not have seen it.
Mm. Yeah, because I didn't think you were a horror fan.
Nope, I cannot watch a horror without blocking my eyes and ears.
I got to a point, Zane. There's a certain point in the movie, and I think there's this scene where like she feeds him this octopus, and I've never laughed so much before. I was in tears. I shouldn't be doing that in a horror film, but I just could not stop laughing. Like, what happens to this poor guy? And I know we spoke off the podcast briefly, and you're like, you're kind of happy with what happened to him. But and you're right. Everyone wants to do this to their boss. A lot of people want to do it. You know, it's like especially. Especially an arsehole boss. I'm sure there's a few people out there who are thinking we could take Grant Lee on the island. no, he's a good boss. But,
but you don't know me that well then, JT.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got to be at work, right? but yeah, I the vibe I get is that, yeah, like there are some horror themes, but generally I think it's quite fun. There are a lot of funny moments, which I quite like. Did you?
Absolutely. It was it's funny, but in a kind of sinister, dark way.
Okay. So which moment in the movie made you feel most uncomfortable then?
The octopus scene, definitely.
Really? Okay. So we're all going to have to go and watch it.
Yeah, I think boys in particular might be squirming a little bit at that one.
Yeah. Well, let's just say the pants get dropped and there is a knife involved, and that's all I will say on that matter. But yeah, poor guy. But you know, this is what happens when you get stranded on an island with an employee who obviously he thought he could trust. It's interesting. How did you feel the relationship, Zane, went between those two characters? Because I actually thought Rachel McAdams and Dylan O'Brien merged quite well together. The chemistry on screen was definitely showing.
Absolutely, especially since their characters, one is quite socially awkward and the other is... Yeah, maybe a little too confident. He has the classic, you know, rich CEO kind of attitude.
And basically no one can touch him, I suppose.
That's exactly it. The I'm untouchable because of money kind of vibe.
Yeah, it always seems to happen, doesn't it? CEOs think they're like that. I'm glad that my boss is not like that either. So, Zane, tell me, did the movie, going into the movie, did you know much about it? And then were you really surprised once watching it?
I kind of went into this one blind a little bit. I saw Sam Raimi's name and Rachel McAdams and maybe watched a bit of the trailer, and that was about it. But I was very pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
There were a few twists, weren't there? Like, there were some things that happened in the movie that I didn't, because I when I first, as the movie progresses and kind of when I watched the trailer and things like that, I felt Castaway vibes. And that's kind of what you get for, what, about 80% of the movie pretty much, with some gruesome twists.
Yeah. Without giving anything away, it's definitely, there's some good twists and turns in it. And I think... the only difference is between Castaway and this is the person stranded actually enjoys it.
Yeah, she was loving it, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was kind of in her element a little bit.
Do you feel like you learnt some survival skills by watching this movie? Because I think I certainly did.
I'm not sure. Well, maybe I'll have to try it out one day and get stranded myself.
So the survival skills that you've learned is to be nice to everybody, females, males. Yeah. That's one thing you got out of it then, from hearing what you're saying. Be nice, because you never know. I can see that happening. So, JT, was Wilson in the movie?
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. I don't think they needed Wilson in this, because there definitely was no sadness.
Really?
Yeah, I think the only sadness was you kind of see as the movie progresses, like their relationship is like a roller coaster. It's up and down. They're good together 1 minute, bad the next. You know, there's the betrayal and things like that. So there's a lot of that going on, but definitely no Wilson. And they could have, you know what? They could have just stuck him in there for fun, which would have been great. I mean, I would have loved to have seen that. That would have been like a little Easter egg, I reckon.
It's in the background.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, if you had him just in the background, you know, that, because, you know, Disney movies, they have little Easter eggs all the time in their movies from different past movies. So they could have had something like that. That would have been a good nod to Castaway.
I thought they got the island right. Would you agree, Zane? Like, it was good. It kind of dished up everything you need for a typical survivor type stranded on an island movie.
Yeah, the whole stranded island is a classic survival setting, isn't it?
Because you know all the stories of people, you know, if you're ever stranded on an island, you should do this, this, and this. So it'd be interesting. I don't know whether I could survive if I was left on an island.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the movie kind of poses the grand old question is, would you survive on a stranded island, and what does it take to survive?
Yeah,
I think young kids would they, without internet and all that?
Oh. definitely not. But I just think like she, you know, the scenes of having to fight for food and water and things like that. Yeah, if you're into a real survival type movie, this is definitely a good one to see. But as we mentioned, there is a bit of a comedy twist to it, so it's not really a serious thing the whole movie. Yeah, what did you think of you know, Rachel McAdams in general? Because when was the last time we saw her in a lead role like that in a movie? It's probably been a little while. Now, we obviously know Notebook and Red Eye and movies like that. So, yeah, good to have her back in this. And do you think that she made a big impact on how good the movie was?
Absolutely. The movie was fantastic with her in it. She did a great job. Her character was very, not just entertaining, but I think to a degree relatable as well.
I just had a look. The last movie she was in was Dave in 2023. And Are You There, God? It's Me. And then she was in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse in 2022. So she hasn't been around. Yeah, which is sad because she's a great actress. I really like her too. Yeah. So tell me, both of you, did you find someone that you went, oh, other than the two main leads, was there anyone else in there that really stood out that you both went, oh, I wish they were on the island, or oh, I wish they had more of, you know, a role in the movie?
No, honestly, not for me. I think the two, the self-centered CEO and the disgruntled employee combination worked really well.
I think that had to be it, right, Zane? Like, it just went with the way that, with the way it unfolded, they, you could just tell they were going to be the two that were stranded. And that's it. I think with, and not giving too much away about how it all happens, but, well, there are a few characters to start the movie. Let's just say that there's only two on the island. So, you know, there's nobody else I think that really could have made it to the island, Mr. Lee. I think that was, yeah.
Because it probably would have changed the whole movie. It would have not been the type of movie that it is if you did. And that's, yeah, and that's what I was asking, to see whether, you know, if someone else was on there, whether it would have been the same type of movie, whether, you know, three people together, two people gang up on one, and that's not good.
No, definitely not. And I think there's a lot of ganging up in the start of the movie, but put it this way, Linda Little, I think that she fights for the... for the small people, you know, the the pen pushes cop it in the end, right? So that's all I can say. But yeah, no, I think it there is a great ending to the movie. I think that a lot of people won't see coming. And I think, Zane, what do you reckon about the ending? Obviously, we're not going to give too much away, but just saying that the good thing about it is it explains everything.
Yes, it definitely does. It wraps up everything. It doesn't leave a lot of guessing, which is great. And I think it's an ending that most people, I think, would like.
Yeah. I didn't see the ending coming the way I did. So, I think it's kind of a bit of a surprise. So, yeah, but all in all, would you agree, great movie and one to go and see?
100%. If you're a horror fan, or, you know, you like those dark comedies, Sam Raimi films, you know, definitely check it out. It's a great watch, especially in the movies.
How good is that? Okay, I'm going to head over to the freezer. I'm going to get out 10 Choc Tops today and give you each 5 Choc Tops. Let me just get this. This is going to take me a little while. And I've got to get 10 Choc Tops out. So, JT, I'll go with you first. How many Choc Tops are you going to give out of 5?
Oh, I get to go first. Wow. Yes. This is a hard one.
Because normally our Talking Flickster does, so I think it's good.
No, this is definitely a hard one because I loved it. I really thought it was a great movie, but I don't think it had the horror tag that I wanted it to give me. So I've got to call it, and I'm going to give it. It was enough to get me laughing. So I'm going to say it was a comedy thriller, which deserves, I reckon, about a 3.
Oh, well done. Okay.
Yeah, 3.
Zane, out of 5 Choc Tops, how many are you going to give? Send help.
Oh, I'm going to give it a solid 4.5.
Oh!
Ooh.
Whoa! Ooh,
do you want to... do you want to go back to the freezer, JT?
I need to go climb in. Maybe I'm in the middle of it. Oh, you know what? Isn't it funny? I always go off at our Flicksters about, you know, giving tough scores, and I feel like I've done that today. Yes. Yeah.
That's too funny.
I know. I was going to give it a 2.5, but I think I gave it 3. So, yeah. No, I think if you go along to see this movie, I think you'll be... you'll enjoy it. And I've got to say as well, I think we're discussing on the podcast, Mr. Lee, IMDb giving it around a 7.3, and Rotten Tomato, I think it's like a 93%. That's so huge. Yeah, that's great. Really good movie.
Well,
I think more and more people talk about it and they will come and see it. So, which is really, really good. That's what we want.
And what do you reckon, Zane? Reckon Grant should go along and see it?
Absolutely. It's not as scary as you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what, Zane, if you could watch it, I could watch it. Because I know you don't like horrors either. So
I'm a big baby.
Like me.
Well, the only problem is that I did give away the ending to him off the podcast. Yeah. He said, "Oh, just tell me what happens because I'm not going to see it anyway." And so now he knows. It's, yeah.
I think it'll that's okay. Because then you got something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
And especially what you told me, I would be looking forward to it. So, yeah. Zane, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. We really do appreciate it. And we may see you sooner than we think.
Oh, is that a little, that's a little Easter egg, that one, isn't it?
Little yeah.
Hook. Ooh.
Yeah, and I'm not saying anything more.
Okay. Well, we will see you, Zane, sooner than we think. Okay?
Look forward to it.
Hey, do you want to give us another compliment before you go?
Best podcasters in the world.
Oh, no, 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 no. So look, good. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
You can come on anytime. Yeah, that's yeah. So good. We like that.
Yeah. You know what, Zane?
You guys are the sunshine of my day.
Wow, you're so good. You know what, Zane? You can come back next week, okay? All right, we're going.
See ya. Bye.
Have a great weekend. And yes, we will catch you next Thursday morning for All Things Talking Flicks. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.